Thanks and welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff right here on your local radio station. Mike and Kim along with you out of Valentine, Nebraska. Glad to be your hosts. And reminding you, Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us here in Cherry County, Nebraska. Come and check out the Niobrara River, Merritt Reservoir, 300-plus motel rooms. We got river races in June. We have all kinds of things going on in here. So 50 things to do plus more at visitvalentine.org. Check it out.
Tri-State Livestock News. Hi, everybody. I'm here to tell you, you need to check out Tri-State Livestock News if you haven't already done so. You can go to tsln.com to subscribe. They also have the latest stories, sales reports, updates. And of course, when you get that weekly magazine, look forward to local, national, international livestock news, livestock auction reports, and so much more. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Have you heard the story, the tale of the optimist and the pessimist twin brothers?
No, I have not. I don't think.
You're about to here on The Good Stuff. A family had twin boys whose only resemblance to each other was their looks. If one felt it was too hot, the other thought it was too cold. If one said the TV was too loud, the other claimed the volume needed to be turned up. Opposite in every way. One was an eternal optimist, the other a doom and gloom pessimist. Just to see what would happen on the twins' birthday, their father loaded the pessimist's room with every imaginable toy and game. The optimist's room, he loaded with horse manure. That night, the father passed by the pessimist's room and found him sitting amid his new gifts, crying bitterly. "Why are you crying?" the father asked. "Because my friends will be jealous. I'll have to read all these instructions before I can do anything with this stuff. I'll constantly need batteries, and my toys will eventually get broken," answered the pessimist twin. Passing the optimist twin's room, the father found him dancing for joy in the pile of manure. "Why are you so happy?" he asked, to which his optimist twin replied, "There's got to be a pony in here somewhere."
Amen. So true.
So, remind your friends to always look on the bright side. I don't know where that came from for sure, but I just wanted to share the tale of the optimist and pessimist twin brothers today.
There you go. Here's a mom reporting on her two kids. One says, "You're ugly." The other one says, "Well, no, you're ugly." And the first one goes, "You're ugly." And the mom goes, "Now, both of you, stop it. You're twins. You look alike."
Oh, that's kind of interesting.
I just saw that. Thought it was funny. From the Centennial Book of the Sioux City Stockyards, 1887 to 1987. Still in the books in 1987. Indicative of the marketing interest to do their best for their customers are in the words of what was a specific code of business outlined by the late J.J. Daddy, as he was known, Bergeson, in 1918. He posted his philosophy in the House of Bergeson office of his Midwest Livestock Commission Company. These are his commandments of business. First, don't lie. It wastes our time and yours. We are sure to catch you in the end, and that will be the wrong end. Number two, watch your work and not the clock. A long day's work makes a long day short. Third, give more than we expect, and we will give you more than you expect. Fourth, dishonesty is never an accident. Good men, like good women, never see temptation when they meet it. Fifth, mind your own business, and in time you will have a business of your own to mind. Sixth, don't do anything here that will injure your self-respect. An employee who is willing to steal for us will steal from us. Seventh, don't swear and kick if we kick. If you are worthwhile correcting, you are worth keeping. And number eight, it is none of our business what you do at night, but if revelry and dissipation affects what you do the next day and you do half as much as we demand, you will last only half as long as you expected with the Midwest Livestock Commission Company. I thought those were pretty good words of wisdom there.
Kind of can update those into modern language, and they're going to fit right in, aren't they?
They are indeed. Very good stuff.
If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, please include the author if you know it. Otherwise, send us your stories about holidays, maybe Thanksgiving. Christmas is coming up before very long anyway. And so send those to kimhburge@gmail.com. And that's B-U-R-G-E. Stay tuned to this local station for more of The Good Stuff.